This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call.
There is a human actor on Sesame Street that I find very cute, and I now stalk on Instagram.
I dropped some food down my cleavage, and when I went to fish it out, I found a live bug.
Guys, I put my boxer shorts on backwards today. I had to take off my pants and boxers to turn them around, and someone walked in on me.
Wake Up Call Confessions.
Every week on The Wake Up Call, we do Wake Up Call Confessions. This is where we go around and get something off of our chest that's been bothering us. Who wants to go first?
I will go first. We have talked many times about how my bunny and my guinea pig are in a what appears to be same-sex relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Well, sometimes my bunny wants to do things to my guinea pig when my guinea pig is not in the mood.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes my guinea pig is in the mood.
Mm-hmm.
What I'd like to tell you is that I really embarrassed myself in front of my neighbors when my bunny was humping my guinea pig. You know how sometimes you talk to your animals? I said out loud to the guinea pig, "Busy, stop it. How would you like it if I humped you?"
And your neighbor heard you?
They heard me. Their three kids heard me.
Do they know who Busy is?
I was standing right in front of him.
They were over at your house?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was picturing all of this taking place in the driveway.
Yes, that's what I thought too. Outside,
yeah,
yelling it to the world.
Me too.
To the moon.
Oh, me I'm too. Sorry. Yeah. Where do you think the bunny and the guinea pig are?
Don't know.
We thought maybe you took them for a drive or something.
Oh, no, they were in their cage.
So you invited neighbors over.
Yes.
And then your guinea pig and bunny started to have sex with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then you screamed that you would threaten them with sexual violence.
I just asked if they would like the sexual violence.
In front of a family and children.
Yeah.
What'd they do?
They just looked at me.
Yeah.
And then they said, is your guinea pig a boy or a girl? I said, doesn't matter.
There you go. Why does that matter?
Right.
2019.
Right.
More important question, did they stop humping?
Yeah.
There you go.
If I tell Busy to stop and I look at him dead in the eyes, he looks ashamed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wake up call confessions.
My therapist's office is kind of one of those communal therapist's office, like a business park. And then you go in and there's a very nice lobby and you go and you check in. But that's the same place where patients multiple therapists.
Mine is the same way. Like
probably mostly
I go
that.
In and I say to the receptionist, I'm here to see Shelly.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody else came in right after me and said, we're here for the chiropractor.
Oh, okay. Well, in mine, they're all therapists.
Oh, okay.
And there is no secretary. I just boop my name on an iPad. And then she gets told, you're crazy ones here.
Fancy.
Okay, so there is a single bathroom,
mm-hmm.
and I really had to go.
Oh, God.
Really had to go, and it was not number one.
Mm-hmm.
So I go, and I'm already feeling a little sheepish because it's a very quiet waiting room. There's no music playing or anything like that. So I'm thinking in my head, like, oh, my God, I wonder if they can hear me. That was the least of my problems. I'm done. I'm done. And I'm washing my hands and I flush the toilet. And then I open the door and there's a woman probably in her early 60s, smartly dressed, scarf around the neck, standing there waiting to use the bathroom.
Oh.
There's no air freshener.
Mm.
There's nothing in there that I could do. I even thought about wiping soap on the walls or something.
What?
I don't know, something to mask the smell. Normally, that has happened to many of us.
Sure.
Well, in this particular situation, I have no choice but to come out and then just sit in this tiny room and wait for my therapist.
Oh, God.
And guess who else has no choice but to come out and sit in a tiny room and wait for the therapist? Mm. This woman. I destroy a bathroom. She goes in afterwards, and I sit there feeling bad for her, and then she comes back out of the bathroom and has to sit there in silence, and we stared at each other.
I am
wow
beside myself.
Not a word was spoken. How could it be?
What would you say? Would you possibly?
Sorry about the bathroom.
I mean, it would have been nice just to have an open, an open window to say, like, I'm sorry. I mean, it would have been nice to have an open window in the bathroom, too.
Oh, my God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.